Hello again, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎又回到闲话英伦。Hello, Alan.
Hello, everybody.
So, what's our topic today?
Now, we're coming into November, and in Britain, it's quite a famous festival that's about to take place. To remember this festival, we always say the same nursery rhyme. Remember, remember the 5th of November.
Ah, gunpowder, treason, and plot.I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. I learned that at school, but I unfortunately have forgotten all about it. So we're going to talk about that particular festival. What is it called again?
This is called Guy Fawkes Night.
Guy Fawkes Night. Guy Fawkes is a name.
Yeah.
Guy Fawkes 之夜.
Or we can also call it Bonfire Night.
Bonfire 是篝火。篝火之夜也有人叫烟火之夜 On November the 5th is a pretty big holiday in the UK.
Well, it's not actually a holiday because people don't get a day off work, but it's a day in which people set off fireworks and light bonfires to commemorate the gunpowder plot of 1605.
So this is a special date.Linked with historical events.
Yeah.
更多是一个历史性的一个特殊的庆典。Gunpowder plot. Plot is when people were doing something evil. They have an evil plan.
Yeah.
Gunpowder plot. 火药阴谋 in 1605. So let's hear from Alan. What was that about?
So the gunpowder plot comes from the conflict between Catholics and Protestants.
So this is a religious struggle.Catholics 是天主教 Protestants 是新教 And back then, the king in England was Protestant.
Yeah, the new king, King James I, did not like Catholics. He was persecuting lots of Catholics.
He was trying to punish them.
Yeah.、
Mm-hmm.
So, in revenge, Guy Fawkes and other Catholic noblemen plotted to blow up the Houses of Parliament to kill the king, his family, and the entire English government.
Houses of Parliament is that famous building in London.
Yeah.
英国的国会大厦 And then they were trying to blow up to use bombs, explosives.要炸掉国会大厦这样的一个阴谋。
Yeah, this is because in November we have the opening of Parliament. It's when the king or queen comes to Parliament and makes a speech. It's a very important occasion.
That's why they were plotting.
So the night before the opening of Parliament, Guy Fawkes was discovered by soldiers in the cellars of the Houses of Parliament with barrels of gunpowder.
So underneath the parliament.
Yeah.
And he was trying to set off. He was trying to ignite the explosives.
So Guy Fawkes was arrested. He was tortured as well.
严刑拷打.
And then he was executed in front of a large audience for being a traitor.
A traitor is someone who betrays his own country. Well, obviously, he was trying to murder the king and the entire royal family.
Yes. So this is what he was punished for.He was a traitor and he was committing treason.
So how do English people nowadays think of that? Do they still think of that as a traitor's plot failed?
It's more now an excuse to let off fireworks. So
this is not as historical.
No. It's more of a tradition and it's just an excuse for us to have a little bit of a party. So we go to big firework displays in the UK...There's big public events in parks.
Oh, so you have big firework displays, like almost like on New Year's Eve or 4th of July in the United States.
Yeah. So people set off fireworks in their gardens sometimes as well. But the government prefers it if you go to the big events in the parks.
By the way, is it legal to buy fireworks and set them off in the UK?
It is during that time, yeah.
Any other celebrations? Any other ways? Oh, what do kids do? Kids must love this kind of, you know, fireworks, bonfires.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember when I was a kid, I used to go to the public events because all the local councils would try to outdo the other by putting on a bigger and better display.
So each area has their own firework display.
Yeah, and then people would then...Because it's quite cold, it's November, so then people would go to the pub afterwards for a drink.
Sounds less of a historical remembrance, more of just a celebration, an excuse for, to celebrate.
Oh, I think that's the same for most celebrations nowadays, isn't it?
And I believe children also do something quite specific on this night.
Yeah, it's a tradition that children would make a figure of Guy Fawkes.
Like a doll.
Yeah. So dress him in old clothes and then go around the streets collecting money. And they would cry out, a penny for the guy.
所以孩子会做这个 Guy Fawkes, 就是当时这个叛国者他的一个人偶。And then they would go around, say, penny for the guy, asking for money.
Yeah. And then they'll use that money to buy fireworks. And at the end of the evening, the figures are burnt on a bonfire.
So the doll, Guy Fawkes, is burned on a bonfire.To signify that the plot didn't work.
And also, when Guy Fawkes was executed, his body was burnt as well.
Quite graphic yeah, for kids.
It's quite graphic. I won't go into how he was executed, but if you are interested, you're more than welcome to look online.
I don't think it would be pretty because he was seen as a traitor. So do kids still do that, burning Guy Fawkes on a bonfire?
Sometimes in villages, less so in the cities.
I guess so. So in the end, let's look at some of the expressions relating to explosions and gunpowder, which is something that you don't really get to learn in class.
No. So the first one we're going to look at is drop a bombshell.
To drop a bombshell. A bombshell is like a bomb. 丢一颗炸弹。Let me guess. To drop a bombshell, is itThat you tell someone something really shocking.
Yeah, so it's like a bomb has exploded. Everyone is shocked when you tell this piece of news or you say something.
So for example, you said, I quit my job 2 weeks ago. If it's a big thing, then people say, I can't believe you just came in and dropped a bombshell.
Yeah, and you can also say the expression, blow up in your face.
To blow up. Blow up means to explode in your face. What does that mean?
So, blow up in your face is when you do something, but it doesn't work, and it affects you in a negative way.
Something essentially like an epic fail.
Yeah.
Something you planned that didn't work out.
And it's affected you negatively.
And sometimes I also heard people say, she or he is a loose cannon. A loose cannon. Cannon, 就是大炮。
Yeah.
是一种炮。Loose cannon, if we say someone is a loose cannon, what does that mean?
It's somebody that is not easy to control. You don't know what they're going to do next.
Also, they're sort of like a wild card.
Yeah.
Ah, loose cannon. Suppose a loose cannon is something that you can control that can destroy everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so what is your plan since you're not in the UK right now?
Well, I live in Beijing, so it's quite difficult to set off fireworks on the 5th of November.
Are you going to watch online some of the firework displays?
Probably not, because it's not the same as actually being there. It's not the same as being in the park or experiencing it with your friends or family.
Yeah, if you're traveling to London around this period, then maybe you'll just catch some amazing fireworks.
Absolutely.
So, if you have any comments, any related experiences to share, let us know in the comments section. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.